This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour, and you can talk Sox with them all day long.
Did you ever see John Denver in concert?
No, but I did spend a horrendous 3 days in West Virginia.
Mm.
Wow.
That's my wife's hometown.
Selena's hometown. Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
But do you know the song?
Worst state in the union.
Wow.
Julia played in a soccer tournament down there, and it was...
Yeah.
We stayed in the hotel. They still allowed smoking in the hotel, in the room.
Yeah. Very, very backwoods hillbilly.
My dad was... he got a scholarship at BC to do the trading staff for the football team.
Yes.
And so they would go to West Virginia in Morgantown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To this day, he says it was the most disgusting place he's ever been in this
world. West Virginia is a different breed, man. The coal mine is down there.
That's correct.
Country Road?
Yeah.
Song was written basically about Springfield, Massachusetts in D.C.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Casey Kasem.
Well, you're
welcome. How do you know that?
Because
you have to do a Casey Kasem, Greg.
I remember.
I'm Casey Kasem with American Top 40. And now, Jermaine Wiggins.
Keep
your feet on the floor and your ass in the hot tub.
I remember Mego talking about this because it's like maybe the person who wrote the song is from Massachusetts and they were traveling through Maryland. And that's where the idea of the country road came up from. Mm. And the person who wrote it might have been from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
thank you, Wiggs.
Oh, just a little.
All right. We're on.
Greg is not like anybody else with music info.
Yes, I'm very territorial about that.
Right.
Can we open the Window World of Boston weather window quick with a forecast for the road show, please? Curtis, take a look outside if you could.
Ooh, I should turn my mic on. Very nice. Yeah. I like. Wellfleet tomorrow is going to be spectacular. It's going to be 75 and sunny. Friday is going to be approaching 70, sunny, perfect, no rain. Great day for the show. Great day for the Rock and Raw event at Pearl, 2 o'clock in Wellfleet from the Greg Hill Foundation. Only about 20 tickets left. Buy them now before I buy them. And then right now in Boston, it's 72 degrees. This feels like one of the nicest days of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
It's going to be 80, perfect sunshine. Great day to go out there and shoot a 90 if you're shy.
Well, the nicest days of the summer are on Wednesdays when everybody is working.
Right.
And Saturday it's going to rain again for the 13th or 14th Saturday in a row, correct?
I've been looking forward to this weekend down the Cape, and it's going to suck.
I've never lived through something like this where it rains only on Saturdays. Only like it's nice during the week, and then the weekend blows.
It's awful. You know 4th of July is going to be a wash.
I hope not.
3rd will be great.
I hope not. All right, you can get a house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Talina, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. Does that hammerhead ever shut up?
No, I don't.
That's okay.
Well, that's what happens when you come from an Italian family. Everybody talks a lot.
Right. Probably a lot of talking in the Anthony household, I would imagine.
And everybody's yelling and screaming to get their point across, over-talking each other.
Somebody says, hey, Anthony, and five different people turn around.
Right.
You go, what?
One of these is not like the other. 25-cent martinis, 50-cent beers, and 50-cent chicken wings.
Not quite the same thing.
Greg, they say never ask a question to which you don't know the answer. I'm there with you, my friend. Word recall. Harder and harder.
Jackson here with another life jet. In light of recent discussions on dump outs, boobs, and the fact that it's a glorious Wednesday outside, ladies, I say we take back Whipmo Wednesdays. I know firsthand how uncomfortable a brassiere can be, as, like many other curious young lads out there, I tried on one of my mother's brassieres. Boy, was that uncomfortable. So, ladies, it's time to take back your equal rights. And when the feeling moves you, jump them out. Amen, brother.
I don't know if we have time for it, but apparently things are not so good between Jackson and Costco. There's been a falling out.
What?
So, yeah.
What happened?
Maybe if we have time before the end of the show, we'll get him to explain it, but he is really bothered by Costco, I guess, he told me.
Yeah, Curtis, Indianapolis is not a nothing town. I'm a big fan of yours, but that's just not cool. Indianapolis is a great city. You should try visiting there sometime. Food is fantastic. People are fantastic.
Yeah, I've been there once.
It's a pretty cool city, though.
Nothing to do. Yeah. I went for a jog. I did the whole city. Get back 20 minutes later. Was like, all right, I'm in the hotel.
Don't they have all those like little things connected to each buildings, or is that Minneapolis?
That's Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's cold.
They have a great steakhouse there. What's that place called?
St. Elmo's.
Yes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great steakhouse. Yep, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's got great steakhouses. I wouldn't want to go there.
Did Courtney just say she and Wiggy like to learn? Lulenberg.
And I learned how to pronounce it properly.
You learn something new every day.
I like to read. I don't listen to books. I read them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, you want to learn something new. Like just the way I educated you on the Country Road song.
Yes, exactly.
Did you finish your book on the Ocean Park Beach?
No, I'm hoping to finish it tomorrow.
Oh.
We're going to, I think if the weather is like Curtis says, Santo and I will be hitting the road after the show and heading to the Cape.
I misspoke earlier. The beach below the beach coma is Cahoon Hollow Beach. Not Marconi Beach. That is down the way, Marconi Beach.
Okay.
So I appreciate everybody on the Cape who corrected me on that.
Coco, back in Greg's day, not only did he not have a computer or a laptop, he barely had an abacus. That's how old he is.
It did a lot of work on the blackboard, the chalkboard, whatever they would call it. And so it was a different time. I remember the first time I ever saw a computer. It was when I was in eighth grade, and it had a little like a paper ticket that it would punch, and the information would be punched on the ticket. It was a very, it was like an I don't know IBM thing. It took up a whole room or whatever. But that was that was the early 80s.
Yeah.
The first round of the annual spelling bee is underway. Courtney, your word is amoeba.
Amoeba. Okay. E-M-M-A-B-A. Amoeba. Someone in Hill Notes mentioned yesterday that the New England serial killer was Jackson. I have my money on either Angry Principal Dave or Scheim. Angry Principal Dave for obvious reasons. But with Scheim, the murder started right around the time he started losing weight, which is also when he became angry. Then the last murder was in Milton, which is just a stone's throw from Granite Links, where he got embarrassed by Greg Hill. If we find a body near Chick-fil-A...
Right.
Well, he's turned it all around. He shot 90 the other day. A smooth 90.
Correct.
The other day.
Right. Darn right.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Nothing. Honestly, there is nothing.
Bounce back.
Just the luck. If it wasn't for bad luck, Scheim would have no luck at all. Just the times that we happen to see him play, he sucks.
Yeah. No, it's great. Shot just smooth 90. Almost an 89, actually.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
All right, go ahead, Scheim.
Yesterday's show, Greg and Curtis arguing over Karen Reed. I love it. Curtis is such a fraud. 34 Fairview poem. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what's true. The burden lies with none but you. They claim she struck and left him there, but facts reveal a different care. From 2 to 6, no body seen. The snow was clear, the lawn was clean. The plowman's path, the timeline set. No proof of guilt has surfaced yet. Inside the house at Fairview's gate, the basement's changes implicate. The dog removed, the story spun. What truly happened, what was done? Proctor's bias taints the case. His lies expose his fall from grace. Even as Judge Canoni sways, fair justice must not lose its way. With doubt so strong, the law is clear. You must acquit. No guilt lies here. Numb nuts!
Wow.
Full poem.
I sent that to Karen Reed.
That's impressive, though.
That was good.
To give his opinion about an actual event
in the form of a poem.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
How long did that take him to write that?
I bet it was quick.
With the tell me probably lies, tell me sweet little
an entire
lies
school day?
No offense, but probably ChatGPT.
All right, I got a little debate for you, just something I've been thinking about. What sport do you think is the hardest to ref, the hardest to officiate? And also, you guys brought up Gerard Mayo for like a second today, or someone referenced him, but you guys should get him on and get an interview with him about last year. I feel like that'd be freaking awesome.
I would love that.
Hasn't been seen at all, really.
No, he's ghost.
Did somebody tell me he was coaching somewhere? I think they did.
Really?
But I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I
like in college or something.
I mean,
or could... maybe Brockton.
Yeah,
is there a job?
No, I know the Brockton coaches.
What sport's the hardest to officiate? I would say basketball because it's
football.
You got guys falling left and right every 5 seconds. You'd say it's football?
Yeah, there you have to be in unison with an entire crew of referees, and there's like 22 guys on a field at one time. It's nuts.
Hands down, it's hockey because you're on skates, and you got to be able to skate and watch everything that's going on. There's contact there. You got to be able, like, it's just there's so many moving parts. Football, you know, if you're the sideline judge, you have a specific thing that you're looking at, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're the referee, the umpire, all that stuff. In basketball, kind of the same thing, follow. But in hockey, those guys are on skates. And just the other night in the game, Edmonton ended up basically giving up a goal because the guy ran into the official or skated into the official, which led to, I mean, it might have been Verhage scoring. I can't remember one of them scoring. But, yeah, that's got to be. And I'm like, as I was thinking about it, is there a way to officiate in hockey but get the guy out of the way?
Yeah.
But I don't think you could do that.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah, Wiggy. Nothing like coming home from school at age 13, turning on the Scrambled Spice Channel, every once in a while catching a nipple, and boom, you were in business.
That's it. 24B. I'll never forget those days.
So, Coco, you come home, you go in the bedroom, and Santo's on the bed making out with an AI robot, and you're okay with it? Give me a break.
I don't think that it's cheating. It would give me the ick and probably end things.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
But if he were texting, like sexting while the two of you were watching one of your shows, with an AI romantic partner, you would be bothered by that. You would lose your mind.
Correct, but I wouldn't classify it as cheating. I would classify it as you're a weirdo. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Can we get a grown adult telling another grown adult to take a time out? Put on the ick bracket immediately, please. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Tom Homan needs to take a time out.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Do you want Jackson in here on his issue with Costco?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, one of the great relationships that would last forever.
Yeah, right.
Apparently has been shattered. Wow. So we'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.